宾，来自加拿大，来自美国，还有很多的地方聚在一起。今天
，Yeah, we came from different country, different culture, and today we are gathered together as one family of God.
你就在过去一年呢，通常在一年的结束的时候。
Every time when we come to the end of a year,
好多传媒呢，他们都会选出今年的十大新闻。
Very often on the news, they will select 10 particular exceptional news.
在国际或者在本国的十大事情的回顾。
Two different platforms, locally as well as globally.
最近呢，在加拿大通讯社这个 Canadian Press， 他们每年都有这样的一个。一个动作呢，就向全国的新闻界来发出一些问卷。
So, likewise, this year, without exception, Canadian press did the similar thing to just share with the world what has been happening in the world.
就是要加拿大媒体呢一同来选出今年的在加拿大本国的头条新闻。
Yeah, so they gather the different press, different media, and just to come together to select 10 most extraordinary news of 2017.
你知道在2017年最多的得票的新闻是什么？
Do you know what is the top news in 2017 in Canada?
你看这个人。
Let's just take a look at the screen.
这个，原来他是登上了这个头条的新闻。
So he is the top, on the top, name on the news.
这个 Harvey Weinstein 啊
，Yep, it's the Harvey Weinstein.
那他就是被牵涉在一个在这个性骚扰的事情上面。
So he was involved in a sexual harassment case.
就在几十年以内呢，他对好多的女性进行了这个性骚扰的事情。
Yeah, it was discovered that this has been carried for many many years.
那还有呢？还有几个呢，就是在一个大麻合法化这个进行。
Of course, the legalization of marijuana.
还有这个越境的难民桥。
Cross-border refugees.
那如果你看下去的时候，好像没有什么正面的这个消息，是吗
？So as you carry on, you see that there is no news of really something that is positive.
通常都比较负面的。
Yeah, most of the time it seems to be lean on the negative side.
但只有一件事情是正面的。
There's only one that is great news.
就是我们加拿大国家今年是150年的立国。
So this is a celebration of 150 years.
如果你看这些国际的新闻或者本国的新闻的时候。
So as you pay attention to the news both locally and globally.
我们都觉得好像负面的比较正面多。
So it's very easy to recognize or to come to realization that seems like the negative news has more than outweigh the positive news.
那回到我们自己个人啊。
Personally.
或者你也是。
How about you?
你想到过去的一年的里面。
When you recall this past year.
很可能因为我们当中有很多年纪比较大了啊。
Maybe because among us there are people who are more senior.
年纪比较大的时候呢，我们想的东西都比较负面的。
So it seems like as we grow older, we tend to dwell on things that are more negative.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们会觉得哎呀，时间过得好快呀。
Because we feel that oh, the time is passing really fast.
哎呀，我的好多事情我还没有做。
There are so much more that I really want to do.
哇，我做了很多事情呢，都是不满意的。
There's so much I have done, but it doesn't seem to satisfy me.
如果时间可以重新再来的时候
，If only we can turn back the clock,
我会做得更好的。
I will be able to do better.
有些时候我们年纪大的通常都会这样想。
So usually, if the as we grow older, we have the tendency.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
在过去一年里面
，in the past year,
我们在属灵的生命当中
，in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God.
真的有些时候我们会觉得我们为神的国度为神的家还没有尽全力的地方。
We may feel that we have not done enough, that we have not joined God enough in his work, in his kingdom.
但是我们感谢主。
But we would want to praise God.
我们信耶稣的人呢不是停留在一个负面的情况里面。
That as a follower of Jesus, we do not stay put in a negative platform.
因为我们如何的不积，如何的不完全
，regardless of how weak we are or how unproductive we are，
啊，一想到上帝的恩典跟我们同在的时候，我们就觉得主的恩典够用了。
As we recall, as we gaze upon the grace and mercy of God, we will know that everything will be well。
礼拜五晚上
，just a past Friday evening。
我们教会有一个就是感恩的见证晚会。
We came together to have a Thanksgiving night。
那我就要求每一个参加的人来到这个聚会里面想两个字。
So I actually ask the participants, every participant to come prepared two Thanksgiving items。
一个字就是代表你过去一年有关你的，用一个字来代表你自己。
Just you only require use one word to express about yourself in the past year.
那么另外一个字呢，就是用一个字代表过去你对教会这一年的看法是什么。
Then come up with another word, the second word to just reflect upon what is the one word that you will mention how the church is for the past year.
啊，在整个分享的过程当中
，during the time that we gather together and sharing time，
我听到弟兄姐妹他们想的字都很特别的。
So there are just really many unique and special words that came out during the meeting.
就拿一个比喻吧。
Just give you one example.
Gabriel 他提出一个字。
Brother Gabriel actually mentioned a word.
他说在过去一年很穷啊。
He mentioned in the past one year he has been in poverty.
那很穷的意思就是说他对不起啊 Gabriel， 我要把你的事情公开了。
apologize to Brother Gabriel. Where's Brother Gabriel? He's right behind. Yeah, right. Oh, he's hiding behind right now. Okay.
他说在过去一年还要就是在这个要去探望家人啊，还要去探望女儿的毕业礼啊等等的，花了很多钱。
So it has been a huge expenses because of the traveling both to back to Hong Kong to visit parents as well as to attend the daughter's graduation.
所以呢他发觉呢他比较穷了。
So he mentioned that this year because of that he feels that he's in poverty.
但是你知道吗，在中文里面呢，在我们中国人的文字里面很特别的。
But Chinese word has this uniqueness.
这个穷字呢在中文里面呢好像是很负面的啊。
Yeah, in the Chinese, so if you look at the character of the word poverty, Chinese 穷, actually it may look like it is something that's negative.
但是这个穷字如果用在这个这个形容词上面是负面的。
But then if we were to use it to describe as a descriptive word, it can turn out to be positive.
但是如果用在这个动词上面呢就不是负面的了。
哇、wow, ，动词哇、wow, ，this is testing of English. Yeah, thank you, Pastor Tom. If you use it in a verb, yeah.
如果这个穷字用在动词上面呢，表示尽所有自己的力量去完成
要做的事情。So if you use it as a verb, it comes out as an implication, a connotation that you will just you do your utmost best.
啊，你可以看到我们的 Gabriel 是多么有智慧的。
So as you see, our brother Gabriel is a man of wisdom.
一方面，他形容他的生活很穷。
So at one aspect, he mentioned that he's living in poverty.
但是他表达希望自己能够穷尽他的时间、才干来为神工作。
But using the same word, he used it to say that he really want to do his utmost best for God for his kingdom work.
那么其实除了 Gabriel 以外呢，还有很多很有意义的字在那天晚上呢来分享的。
Of course, besides Brother Gabriel, there are many other brothers and sisters who actually mentioned many, many significant words.
有很多弟兄姐妹都问我，牧师你是有什么字代表你自己和代表教会了。
So of course, it came to my turn, and then I was asked, "So, Pastor, what is the one word that you will use?"
那在我们当中一些这个加拿大的西方朋友很可能你不大了解中文字。
So some of us may not be very familiar with the Chinese character.
不要紧，你
就、okay.
你就照样听可以了。
So you just carry on, just follow along.
那我就告诉大家，我当天晚上写了两个什么字。
So I've written two words on the Friday night.
代表我自己的就是那个够。这个足够的够。
So for me, I use the word enough.
对啊，那就是说
personally,
在过去一年里面，我好像很不足够，但是呢，上帝的恩典确实很足够。
So for me personally, although as on one hand I feel that I do not have enough or sufficient, but because of the providence of God, I am being filled.
因为在过去一年呢，我发觉呢，可能是年纪开始大了，啊，病也开始多一点了。
Maybe because as I age and I tend to fall sick more often.
感冒完了之后，又这个气管的问题。
So after I recover from cold, now I have some respiratory problem.
气管完了之后又是眼睛的问题。
So after that, then followed by I have some problem with my eyes.
那现在好得多了。
But now I'm feeling much better.
但是主的恩典够用。
But Lord, God's grace and mercy is always sufficient.
那么对于第二字是代表教会，我的看法是什么呢
？The second word for me that the word that I use to represent the church is
就是谷，就是山谷的谷。
Valley, it is a valley.
Valley. 这个谷呢？这个谷这个字是什么意思呢
？So what is this meaning of a valley?
你这个谷呢，就是好像一个就是有很多欠缺的这个地方。
The word valleys we tend to associate with it in terms of lack.
好像要把它填满的一个地方。
It seems that we need to have this need to just fill it up.
那我们教会就是有很多需要的，就是我们这个资源不是太足够。
So for me personally, in terms of church, I feel that it's many lacks, and we really need to fill it up.
就好像这个山谷里面一样，好像呢，等待着这个春雨啊，雨水啊，来把它填满。
It is like in the valley, we really need to wait for the spring rain to come to just nourish it, to fill it up.
这个是我对教会的一点看法。
That's what personally I see in terms of church.
听下去好像是比较负面的。
It seems like it's something that's on the negative aspect.
但是其实也是比较积极的。
But it is also one point that it requires us to continue to pursue.
因为我们这个谷呢，就是等待贺物，上帝的恩典充充满满的临到我们。
It is about really to learn to wait upon God, to trust in His faithfulness, that He will truly fill up our lack.
我们对上帝的恩典，我们对上帝的渴求呢，是永远不觉得满足的。
So, and when we go before God and we ask of the things in our life, you will never be sufficient.
所以这个就是我对教会在过去一年的我的感受。
So this is how, basically how I feel about the church in 2017.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们一般都认为上帝的恩典是够用的。
We believe that the mercy of God, the grace of God is sufficient.
在今天我要跟大家分享这个诗篇126篇，也是有这样的一个意思在当中。
And today the passage taken is from Psalms 126.
但是呢，在诗篇126篇这篇诗篇里面呢，不单是一个感恩的诗篇。
This is not just merely a psalm of praise of giving thanks.
它也是一个充满挑战的一篇诗篇。
It is also a psalm that reminds us of challenges.
这篇诗篇呢，是代表以色列人他们重归故土的一件事情。
It is about Israel returning.
在子民被掳以后能够重归故土来求上帝来复兴他们的时刻。
It is, the context is about the Israelite return from exile.
我们都希望教会能够复兴。
We always hope that there will be a great revival in our church.
我们都需要我们自己要复兴。
But we need to also be reminded that it must begin with our personal revival.
但是我们不是坐在哪里等候复兴。
But it is not about sitting there and waiting for revival.
复兴是要承担挑战的。
Revival requires us to face up to the challenges in life.
所以我借着这篇诗篇带给弟兄姐妹有几个挑战。
So through Psalms 126, I just want to share a few points with us this morning.
第一方面呢，就是一个我们要使社区的人认同神正是在门中间。
The first point is we want to really challenge ourselves to connect with our community to let them know that God is among us.
第一节和到第三节
from verses 1 to 3.
大家看下去的时候
as we just read verses 1 to 3,
你都可以看到呢，这三节的经文呢，
If you look at these three verses,
这三节经文呢，就是提醒我们在这个子民被掳以后回归的情景。
Of course, it gives us a context about the returning of the exile.
对于犹太人来讲，
according to the Israelites,
经过好几十年的被掳，
after many many years of being in exile,
他现在可以竟然可以重获自由。
And right now is a moment whereby they can receive freedom.
重新回到他们的国家。
Once again, they can return to their home.
这个真是妙想天开的事情，没有可能发生的。
Before that, it is a dream that is just impossible.
所以这个好像一个梦境一样。
So because when it finally came, the psalmist wrote, it is like a dream come true.
但是这件事情实实在在的发生了。
However, true enough, it is not a dream. It is reality. It happened.
当看到这些被掳的子民，整大队重新的重归他们的国土的时候，
before their very eyes, you see people just returning to their home.
我相信他们的欢呼、喜乐、充满开心的眼泪。
I can just imagine the joy that fills their heart, the tears that just flow from their eyes, the tears of joy.
充满了感恩的祷告。
And just so filled with thanksgiving.
原来梦境可以成真的。
So dream can come true.
而且 come true. 他们这个喜乐快乐呢，也感染了他们邻近的这些列邦。
Their great joy, it is not just being contained among us. In fact, from the word of God, we realize the joy actually was extended beyond the community. The neighbors heard about it and felt their joy.
邻近的人呢，他们都看到，哎，他们竟然可以重归故土。那如果不是他们的神耶和华为他们成了大事，还有其他的原因吗？没有的。
It becomes such a powerful testimony.To the people, the non-believer of God, as they witness the Israel return to their ground, the kind of joy and realizing what they have gone through, it make them realize that their God is real.
很奇怪的。
Something that is really exceptional.
耶和华为他们行了大事。
It is God who fulfilled that big work among them.
这句说话应该是从犹太民里面发出来的。
You know, the exclamation of our God has done great thing ought to be a pronunciation, a proclamation among the Israelites.
但是这句说话竟然是在外邦人的口里面发出来。
However, if you read the scripture carefully, actually it came out from the people outside that is not the believers of God.
这个是不可思议的事情。
This is just extraordinary, unthinkable.
但是实在发生了。
But it happened. It took place.
然后神的子民在肯定地说，
It is after that that the Israelites came together and proclaimed.
真的，耶和华果然为我们成就大事。
Indeed, our God has done great things among us.
我们来看第一节。
Let's look at verse one.
在被掳带回示安。
As they just returned from exile.
PowerPoint. 下一个 PowerPoint.
Next slide.
对，被掳带回示安。
So they've been exiled, just returned.
有一些译本呢，就译作是一个当耶和华复兴锡安的时候。
As God was just among the people in their homeland.
换句话说,
okay, in other words, simply said,
对以色列人来讲,
to the Israelites,
百姓被掳的归回,
the returning of the exile,
就是神要复兴锡安的这件事情。
It is a testimony, it is a fact that God is going to revive, the revival has come among the people.
表达什么？
What does it represent?
表达神没有忘记他的子民。
It represents that God has not forgotten his people.
子民仍然是在神的眷顾之下。
God is continue to be with the people, continue to care for their people.
所以对犹太的百姓来讲，他们对自己的国家仍然是充满希望的。
So to the Israelites, they continue to just so filled with hope because of what God is doing and continue to do.
因为神仍然是在他们当中。
Because God is always among them.
神出现了奇妙的作为在他们当中。
God has performed great things, great miracles among them.
所以不单是叫他子民来惊讶，就是叫邻邦的异国都见证了这个是神行了大事的神。
So the great testimony of God did not just surprise his own people, but he continued to extend it to the people who do not know him.
当耶和华复兴锡安的时候，
as God caused the revival to take place,
外邦人就有人说，
so the people, the non-believer of God responded,
耶和华在他们当中行了大事。
That their God has done great things among them.
我很想劝勉的弟兄姐妹，
I just want to just urge our brothers and sisters.
这个应该我们是应该在神面前所领受的一个信息。
This is a message that each of us need to receive from God today.
如果你要进到 RGAC 的RAC 的办公室里面，
If you ever step into the office and in RAC,
我每一次进到办公室里面，
Whenever I step into the office,
有些时候我都留意到。在 RAC 的这个办公室的这个墙壁上面呢，有几幅这个照片。
Yeah, if you do go into the office, you will notice on the left hand side, you'll see photographs.
有几个照片在放在这个墙壁上面。
Some old photographs that's hung on the wall.
代表什么？
What does it represent?
代表在过去 RAC 他们的发展。
It represents the process that the church has gone through.
这些是过去的事情。
This is things of the past.
但是他们没有忘记上帝的恩典，
but they have not
一直来看顾他们。
They have not forgotten the leading of God, and they continue to remember God is caring for them.
所以我看到这些照片的时候，
as I look at all those photographs,
我就为他们感谢上帝。
I just give thanks to God.
因为我知道上帝在 RAC 的教会里面行了大事。
Because through the photographs, I witnessed God's great work in Richmond Alliance Church.
我去看 RGAC 的时候，
And when I look at RGAC, my own church,
一月份就是我们二十三年的这个堂信。
As January approach, it will be we'll be celebrating our 23rd years.
23年里面上帝一直来保守我们教会。
In the past 23 years, the Lord has been faithful and continued to just preserve us.
虽然过去我们经历过不少的风浪，
Although we have gone through several storms,
但是我看到弟兄姐妹，恩典家里面的弟兄姐妹都是上帝留下来很忠心爱护这个家的弟兄姐妹。
But as I look at the brand sisters that is right now in Richmond Grace Alliance Church, I recognize that these are the people who continue to be faithful.
我觉得能够成为 RGAC 的教会的牧师，我觉得是一个非常荣耀的事情。
So in light of that, I feel it's an honor to be the senior pastor of Richmond Grace Alliance Church.
在过去几年，我跟大家一同来服侍、相处、祷告、侍奉的时候，
For the past few years, as I pray with you guys, we work together, we minister together.
我心里面经常的出现了一句说话。
Very often in my heart arises a sentence.
就是我们的神是以便宜以谢的神。以便宜谢就是从头一天到如今耶和华还是帮助我们。
Okay, wow.
你这个希伯来文你就知道了。
That our God is one that is unchanging.He is faithful, and he will continue to be faithful and continue to care for his people.
到今天还是帮助我们的。
And up to today, he continued to do so.
那我相信在门当中的JRAM,
and among us, Jesus Rock of Ages, brothers and sisters,
你们也会有这样的认同是吗？
I believe you will concur with us.
那么耶和华也是在你们当中成就了大事。
Likewise, our God Almighty is doing great work among you.Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要继续的努力。
We want to continue to just to work hard.
我们要承认，
we want to recognize and
acknowledge. 我还有更重要的里程去走的。
Because we have still many ahead of us, there's still a journey.
为什么
？Why？
我们就是要让列治文这个社区里面一同来认定耶和华在我们当中成就大事。
Because we want to together as a family of God.To be able to just testify to our neighbors that our God is a real God and He is one who is doing great things among us.
让他们都能够说
So that they may as well proclaim and recognize.
Oh, 他们的神正是在他们当中
了。That they will say, yes, their God is truly among them.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
因为耶和华在我们当中
Because God is among us.
有耶和华在 RGAC RAC JRM 同在的时候
Because God is among us the three churches
就能够让列治文的居民惊讶神实在在门当中行了大事
Together as a family of God we can truly let Richmond this community know that God is doing great things here among us
所以我们可以这样说
So we can say this together
很重要的一句说话
a sentence of importance.
当耶和华复兴我们教会的时候
As God revived us as a church,
列治文的人说
the people in Richmond will say,
耶和华为他们行了大事
The Lord has done great things for them.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们希望这样吗
Do we wish for that to take place?
如果你希望的话，我们一同来说 Amen.
If you agree, let's just give a loud affirmative Amen.
那你们答应了。
So this is an agreement.
你讲了 Amen, 那就说你有责任了。
So as you say, respond in Amen, that means you have the responsibility.
问题就是
This is the challenge now.
我们是不是已经离开被掳之地了？
The question is, have we abandoned or have we left?The place of being exiled.
我们愿不愿意被复兴呢
Do we really want God to revive us?
就要看我们愿不愿意离开被掳之地
It is very important for us to decide to leave our old life, the life that we have been exiled, and return to God.
弟兄姐妹，你今天的灵性
Your relationship with God.
你今天的灵命
Today the life in God.
是不是人人是被掳了
Is it continue to be being captured?
有什么东西使你失去了对神的 passion?
Is there anything in particular that caused you to be fully devoted to God?
想象一下有没有什么东西把你从神的国度里面掳去了
Is there any particular thing, somethingvery specific that have taken you from in the presence of God from the passion for God
我们一定要求神帮助我们
we want to go before God and cry out unto him
求神带我们离开被掳之地
to cry unto him and ask him to just rescue us from the place of capture
我们才可以复兴
so that revival can take place
我们的教会才可以使外邦人发现耶和华的确在门当中
So that our community can truly acknowledge and see that our God is doing great things among us.
第二个挑战
Second challenge.
第四节
Verse 4.
耶和华求你使我们被掳的人好像南地的水伏流
Restore our fortunes, O God, like streams in the Negev.
什么叫从南地这个什么叫归回呢
What does it mean by to return?
归回是有一个意志痊愈复合的意思
It is about actually putting things back together again
世人说世人我们已经是被掳归回
Although we have been exiled and now we are returning
但是我们还要需要求神复兴我们的灵性
But we still want to continue to seek after God to ask God to restore our relationship with Him.
求你使我们被掳的人归回。原文有这样的意思：求你使我们从苦境里面转回。
So it is about actually helping, asking God, crying out to God to help us to return to the into His presence. We need to ask God to abandon to help us to just continue to, let me get the word right, to continue to cut off the, what our relationship of our past when we were exiled.
那就说我们不但是在量上面的复兴，也是在级数上面的复兴。
So the whole revival it is not just in terms of surface, but it's something that is a work that is deep in our lives.
这里提到好像南地的河水伏流。
It is talking about the description they use is about the streams or nuggets.
啊，南地是这个巴勒斯坦最南部的地方。
This place actually in the southern part.
可以说是最干旱或者是沙漠的地方。
This is a place where it is really really dry.
雨水非常小的。
Yeah, that's just really, really, very little rain.
但是如果雨水多起来的时候呢
？But whenever there is rain,
那河好快，那个河水呢就泛滥起来了。
Then the whole river will be flooded.
南地的河水伏流，那就是说雨水来得及，雨水就马上充满滋润了这个比较荒漠的这个沙漠。
It gives us two pictures. It comes in a moment. It is quick. It is fast. And the sight of it is you overflow really, really tremendous.
原来是一个荒芜之地，现在可以成为一个非常滋润的土地。
So that picture tells us that once it may be dry and it may be just lifeless, in the split moment, everything comes to life.
所以诗人说什么？我们求上帝。好像是南地的水伏流，那就是说，求神的恩典常常的临到我们。
So this is a psalmist's desire of asking God to do the same thing in our lives, to ask Him to come and rain upon us quickly and abundantly, that we can overflow.
不断的让我们的生命的质数能够提升
，so that our life, our relationship with Him can continue to be deepened and widened.
以致到我们整个的民俗呢，能够来敬喜，让其他的人都能够为我们敬喜神的作为。
So much so that there will be great rejoicing. So much so that the great rejoicing will be extended beyond the community of Israelites among us.
弟兄姐妹，我们过去真的可以经历了量的上面的供应。
So for the past 1 year, we have experienced such aspect as well.
我看到 RAC 他们的人数也有增长。
I see growth in Richmond Alliance Church.
我们看到我们 RGAC 的人数也同样的有增长。
As well for Richmond Grace Alliance Church.
但是我们是不是单单停留在这个量上面呢？我们还需要在质上面。
Do we just remain where we are and be satisfied?
我一直都很佩服弟兄姐妹。
Actually, I admire our brothers and sisters.
因为我们的亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在教会最艰难的时候
，because many brothers and sisters during the time that is really difficult，
人人是穷尽他们的力量来守望教会。
They continue to try their utmost best to come together to stay with the church to preserve the church，
来爱护教会
，to love the church。
无论是 RAC，
that happens in Richmond Alliance Church，
无论是 RGAC，
that happens in Richmond Grace as well。
我们在过去都经历了一些教会的变动，是吗
？Yeah, in the past few years, we have experienced a different movement or moments in church. In our churches.
就是变动可能带来一些的伤痛。
And those changes, those movements may have brought some pain among us.
人人好像尾巴一样来拖着我们。
It is like there is this certain residue that continue to just, or like a chain that continue to just hold onto us.
好像我们今天 RGC 的人手资源却出现了缺乏。
There is a lack of resources.
还有这个断层的情况。
There is this aspect of the age gap.
Yeah. 这个也是我们在过去教会变动所带来的后果。
This is also the result of some past happening in our churches.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天还需要主的怜悯和医治。
Therefore, today we want to continue to ask for God's mercy and grace.
我们承认我们生命上面是干枯。
Yeah, we want to say that in our life there is this lack.
我们需要上帝的怜悯。
We need the grace of God.
我们蒙上帝的怜悯以后，我们生命能够重新被滋润起来。
So through the grace and mercy of God, so that our life may be enriched.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以。 反省我们自己个人的生命。
Let's just reflect upon our personal life.
如果你觉得很干渴的时候，
As you feel that moments are just so difficult,
就求神来满足我们。
Cry out to God to ask Him to fill you up.
最后，
Lastly,
我们需要的来承担重建人心灵的使命。
We want to continue to just to lay upon ourselves the burden of really enriching the spiritual life of one another.
第五节和第六节
verses 5 and 6.
也就是说好像要做事情了。
So it's about now it's time to work.
被掳会归回以后，
After we return to our homeland.
那当然是很开心的事情。
Of course it's something worth rejoicing.
很多信主。
Yeah, there are just so much that's just happening that need to be done.
但是快乐的时刻好快就过去了。
But however, you know, the joyous moment from experience, we know that it will pass.
过去以后做什么？
What happened after that?
重建的工程是吧？
It is about rebuilding.
所以开心、快乐、感恩，那当然是一件美事。
So rejoicing, it is a great thing. We should do it more.
但是开心以后还要同心，还要用心。
So, but after the great rejoicing, it must be accompanied with a same heart, same spirit, and continue to press on.
还要尽心来侍奉主。
And we must do it wholeheartedly.
还要尽心来建立教会。
We must build our churches wholeheartedly.
这里告诉我们，
From the verse we can see,
流泪撒种的必欢呼受割。
So those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
这个是一个侍奉的必然的规律。
This is inevitable when we are in ministry.
世界没有不劳而活的事情。
Yeah, nothing. There is no free lunch.
在神的国度里面也没有不劳而活的侍奉。
Likewise, as we join God in His work, there is no reaping without tears and pain.
所以我们常常听到一些传道人这样说。
So very often we may hear pastors or missionary testify.
没有十字架，
if no cross,
就没有冠冕，
no crown.
如果你不背起十字架的话，
if you were to carry the cross,
你就不要要求冠冕，
you should try not to think of having a crown.
所以弟兄姐妹，
so brothers and sisters,
世人说撒种要流泪的，
so,The psalmist mentioned that as we sow, as we work, there will be tears, it will be pain.
那么收成就可以欢欢喜喜了。
So that when reaping comes, then we can really have true rejoicing.
弟兄姐妹，在过去这么多年，
through many, many years,
你想象一下，
just take some time to imagine.
好多年前，
many, many years back,
你带着什么期望来到这个教会？
What have you brought with you? What are your dreams, your aspiration?
话也说 RAC 或有 RGAC 的弟兄姐妹。
For Grace Land Church,
or JRAM 的弟兄姐妹
brothers from Jesus Rock of Ages.
回想一下，你开始这个教会的时候， as, 你带有什么期望？
As we come together to build this church, as we follow the Lord's leading, what is that the dream, the aspiration that God has given to us?
我相信我们大家都有个共同的意向。
I believe, however, that all of us share one common vision.
就是我们在这个地方开始这个教会的时候，就是让这个地方的周围的人能够借助我们教会认识耶稣基督。
I believe as we establish, as we follow the Lord's leading to come to this geographical place to establish the church, it is to so that this community will know God.
我们要让这个地方成为一个灯台。
We want to let this place to be like a lighthouse.
但是我们达到了没有？
But have we arrived yet?
达到了没有？
Have we arrived yet?
也达到了一点点了。
Maybe we arrive at some point.
因为看上去我们 number three row, 我常常都说还有很多很多还没有信耶稣的人。
As we were to look down number three row, it is easy to recognize that there are so many more that is yet to know Jesus.
你有没有发觉在 number three row, 在两旁都没有教会了？那可能是不会把教会放在两旁那些地方。
You may notice that if you look down number three row, both left and right, there are no churches there.
但是你可以看到 number three row, 这些人群就是我们要服侍的对象。
But this, likewise, will be the people that God has given to us.To reach out to
流泪撒种的
，those who sow in tears
必欢呼受割
，will reap with joy。
这个实在是很美好的事情。
This is something that's really wonderful。
今天我们要加入这个流泪撒种的行列。
Today we want to really join the team of the team of sowing in tears and reaping in joy.
我们要让这个社区，我们这个灯台能够光明照亮这个社区。
We want to really continue build this lighthouse so that we can shine brightly and be very significant in the community.
当我们这样做的时候
，But as we continue to labor,
上帝就会让我们有欢呼受割的一天。
The Lord will certainly reward and allow us to have a time of reaping harvest.
你知道在那带种流泪出去撒种的，必要欢欢乐乐带火捆回来有什么意思呢？
What does it mean when you say those who sow in tears will return with joy? What does that mean?
有一个译本译得非常好的一个翻译本。
Oh, there is a translation that I feel that is better. It's easier for us to understand.
他说他们变形变护的去播种。变形一变形一变护。
Oh, the image is as they saw, they literally was crying. There were tears on their faces.
但是他们带信带带再信再奔的回来，背着火滚，
as they return, their face is also filled with joy.
所以这里说 ，they weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with their harvest.
That requires no translation.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
为什么要流泪
？Why do we need to tear？
流泪的意思，你要付出。
We tear represents that we need to sacrifice.
付出你的生命。
We need to give up our life.
继续的向前走。
Continue to just move forward.
多么艰难。
Regardless how difficult it may be.
为了收割。
But because of the harvest is ahead of us.
我们就要好好的种植。
We really need to really sow.
我以一个小小的故事作为结束。
I just want to conclude with a story.
在一个基督教的这个世界某一个角落里面
there is this Christian community at this corner of the world.
有一个很小的村庄
there is a small community, a village.
这条村呢都是以农牧为生的
Yeah, this is a village that is among farming.
但是呢那年他们遭遇到非常大旱
But however, there's a year whereby they experience drought.
那么村里面
severe drought.
去里面的牧师呢，就呼吁所有的村民来到教堂里面为上帝下雨来祷告。
So there's this the pastor of the community of the village actually asked everyone, all the farmers to come together to the church to really pray.
所以他们都去到教会里面。
So they came,
祷告。
They pray.
在这些人群当中
，among the people,
有一个小孩子
，there's a boy.
也是唯有这个小孩子
And it's also through this one boy, one child.
他手上带着一把伞
He brought a fan.
Umbrella.
Umbrella, oh, sun.
Oh, sun.
Yeah. Umbrella.
Okay. Umbrella.
That's the thing about Chinese.
带着一把伞
Okay, umbrella.
那当所有人都只是空空两手的去到教会里面的时候
While everybody just came to the church to pray empty-handed.
但是只有这个孩子带着
But this child brought an umbrella.
你想象到什么
What are you thinking of?
那就是说只有这个孩子有这样的信心
Apparently, only this child has the faith.
他就期待祷告完了之后他又打伞回家
He has this thinking that, well, after prayer,I will need this umbrella.
其他人来的就是为祷告
Well, the rest of us, we are just there empty-handed to pray.
但是祷告很可能就信心不够了
Yeah, however, what happened after the prayer?
所以可以想象
So we can imagine.
当雨真的落下来的时候
As rain comes,
只有这个孩子可以打开伞
Only this boy is equipped with the umbrella.
今天天父问我们
Today, our God asks of us,
你对教会有复兴的期望吗
Do you envision there will be great revival among us?
我相信我们都会答那当然是事情啊
We may say out loud, say, yeah, of course, this ought to be, it will be.
但是你手上有没有带着雨伞
However, in your hand, do you have an umbrella?
那就是说不是单单求复兴。
It is not about just praying for revival.
你要准备付代价， 也付上你的行动。
We must be ready to sacrifice, and at the same time, in our hand, we must be equipped to expect the great things that God is going to do among us.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
在为2017年感恩的同时，
as we give thanks for 2017,
我们期待2018年，
as we look forward to 2018,
神复兴的能力在我们 RAC RGC JRM 的教会里面，
God will continue to do great things in our churches.
我们希望在2018年结束的时候，
as we really hope as we approach the end of 2018,
有更多列治文的事的这个地区里面的朋友们都认定耶和华在门当中行了大事。
We hope that the many new friends, new people in our community, not just acknowledge, but will be among us to sing God's praises and to proclaim, indeed, our God has done great things among us. Shall we do that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
我们请 Eric 为我们祷告。
Let's just pray. Father God, thank you for your encouragement.But most importantly, oh God, we want to thank you for causing us to remember you are God. And it's only in and through you great things will be accomplished. Father God, we just want to come before you. We want to run to you, oh God, and fall on our knees before you and say, God, use us. God, use us. God, use us to be the mighty vessel, that instrument, oh God,to be your mouthpiece, to just proclaim of your grace, your mercy. Because there are so many people out there who are living in loneliness. They are living in pain. These are the people who truly need to experience and know you as their personal God and Savior. The only one that can provide the security, the peace in their life. Help us, God, to look beyondThis place, help us, God, to look before us, the people out there. In all our endeavors, oh God, Lord, help us to just discern your love for the people out there, your work for the people out there. And may we be obedient. May we be quick, be prompt to join you, oh God, in the lives of these people. Thank you again for your word, oh Lord.We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.